Signature's taken up. Today's date is October 27, 2001. The time is around 12:45 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm Sergeant behind your house a few weeks ago. And if I'd like to talk to you, and we're going to go in a lot of detail. If there's something you don't remember, please tell me. I just don't remember, or something like that. Don't speculate or anything like that. And I'm going to ask you a lot of why questions, or how did you know, that type of thing. Kind of like with the windows that I've already asked and stuff like that. All we're here to do is just get at the truth.
All right.
Can you kind of briefly tell me, just in your own words, what happened?
I was sitting on my chair in here, and all of a sudden I heard like three or four gunshots. They're pretty rapid fire. So I ran out through my back door onto the patio, and at that time I could hear loud voices. So I could tell there was some type of confrontation going on. So I ran to the back of my backyard, to the corner of my garage, and peered over the fence, and I could see several officers shouting commands to some guy. You know, I didn't know who he was or anything like that. At that time, he was at the Brown House across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he was near the front door area, and there was probably, I think at that time, there was probably at least six officers there.
Mm-hmm.
At least five or six officers, and they were kind of making a semi-circle
mm-hmm.
around him and just shouting out commands, you know, drop the knife, or we're going to shoot. Those are the only voices that I could hear. I couldn't hear him saying anything. And at that point, when I saw him, he had been, like I said, up at the front door, and I could tell that he had a knife in his left hand. It seemed like it was his left hand. Because I know that he made, at some point, like when his back was to the officers, a gesture like swinging his arm back with his knife in his.
To describe for the tape for the people who can't see.
Just kind of a level, waist high swing back.
You've got your arm all the way extended, your left arm all the way extended, and you're swinging it in a front to back. You've got it extended out to your side and swinging it in a front-to-back motion.
Right.
Okay.
And then he, at that point, he started to walk towards this way of the house, like approaching towards the side yard of the house. And the officers, you know, pretty much would just kind of follow in a, you know, semi-circle around him, still shouting commands. And at that time, he just had his hands basically to his side and was just walking very, just slow, kind of almost in a, I don't know, a state of just like unaware that people are yelling and screaming at him. You know, he didn't seem like he was like agitated by it or anything. He just seemed almost like a zombie, just walking, and would walk right up to the officers, and they would back away. And he continued to walk across the front of the house to the back. He started to walk down the side of the house on the back, and I could tell at least one officer jumped the fence to go into the back there, and the rest of them kind of followed down the side of the house, and I can hear them, you know, continually throughout the whole time, shouting, drop the weapon, or we're going to shoot. And they went into the back. I could still hear them yelling and stuff in the backyard. Couldn't really see that well with the backyard area from, where I could see. And then he came back up the side of the house. Officers following the whole time, still shouting commands to the front of the house. Back to the front of the house, continually still doing the same type of thing. And he just walked across the street, Montgomery right there, across the street. Officers still just basically kind of pursuing him, shouting commands all the way across the street till I couldn't see anymore. I couldn't see him anymore, the individual. But I could still see several of the officers still in their circle and still shouting commands and stuff. And then all of a sudden there was just probably between 10 and 15 gunshots, just rapid fire within 2 seconds, and that was it. I could tell, they must have shot him because I could just see from the response of the officers that they no longer felt that there was a threat because they, I could see that they put their guns down and kind of backed away from what was going on. But I could never really see the particular individual, I can actually see what he was doing, at the time that they, fired the shots, and I couldn't see him being struck by any of the shots or falling down or anything. I could just see officers.
So you couldn't see the man?
No, couldn't see him.
Okay, start at the very beginning. About what time of day or night was it? Your best estimate.
Probably around 5 o'clock-ish or something like that.
Let's back you up a little earlier in the day. What time do you normally get home from work, or did you get home from work that day, if you remember?
It was on a weekend, right? I think it was on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't work that day.
You weren't working that day.
No.
Do you remember what you did that day at all? Say from about noon on.
No, not really.
Okay. So just around 5 o'clock.
Kind of hanging out around the house,
You're sitting here in your living room,
mm-hmm.
and you're watching television. Do you remember what was on?
No.
Okay. Now, and you're telling me earlier that you sat in this leather chair here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in this leather chair. And best of my understanding is that direction there would be west?
That would be south.
That would be, okay. That would be south.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pointing towards the rear of your house, rear of your property, and actually down towards Avenida de las Flores. Right. So that would be south. And your chair sits, looks to me to be about 15 feet north of your south wall of your living room, correct? And were your windows open?
Yes.
And I see two windows open that on the south wall of your living room here. Would those two have been open that day as well, or would you know?
The windows, yeah, they were definitely open.
They're definitely open?
They're always open.
Okay. You say you hear 3 or 4 gunshots. Can you tell which direction the gunshots are coming from?
I could tell they're from the back.
Okay, so you don't go running out front or
right.
anything like that.
Right.
Immediately jump off the... or did you sit there and wait a few minutes, or did you immediately jump
I
up?
I immediately jumped up.
Okay, what were you thinking or anything like that?
I was just thinking, someone's shooting something, and I'm always very curious of, what's going on. I'm pretty aware of in the neighborhood of anything that's going on.
Right. Curious, concerned, or what?
Both.
Okay, curious and concerned.
Yeah.
And then you run out of your house through that door right there?
That's correct.
And that would be the east. It's a door towards the east end of the living room here. And you run directly out to an area that I photographed here in photograph number one. Where exactly do you stop, or do you...
Initially, I stopped, like, right here, like on the edge of the cement or right on the dirt pile that's right there.
Right about where I put the number one on photo number one? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and earlier, photos number two and three were taken from your eye... or photos that I took from your eye level in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Do these kind of look like pretty much what you could see? That area?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where do you first see the officers?
I see them, like, right in this area right here, right near the front door. That's where the guy was, and the officer was all in that area.
Two. Right about where I put that two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see them... And I see this blue house down here is kind of, the roof is kind of in your way. Can you see the officers and the guy totally, or?
I can see pretty much from about the waist level up.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, where they're moving and stuff like that. You couldn't really see the bottom, you know, their feet or anything like that.
Okay, and how many officers do you see in this position number two when you first see them?
There was probably about, I think there was about five or six officers there.
Okay. Was the guy, was he facing the house, facing the street, facing the officers, or what?
He was facing the street initially.
Okay, so his back would be to this house... And he would be facing the street?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the officers? How are they positioned?
They were positioned kind of like in a semicircle around him, in, like in this like in this kind of manner.
So they're facing, like,
they're facing him, so their backs were to me.
Okay.
Right? And their guns were drawn, and they were... shouting commands really loud, you know.
What were they shouting? What could you hear?
What I could hear distinctly is drop the knife, you know, and also, or we will shoot.
Okay.
Those are, you know, the major commands I could hear is drop the knife.
Okay, you could see, were all the officers pointing guns?
Yes.
Were they pistols? Pistols. Rifles or what?
They're all sidearms. Pistols,
okay.
Yeah.
All of them are pointing pistols. And who are they pointing them at?
They were pointing at him.
In that direction or at him?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the man have anything in it, any of his hands or anything like that?
Yeah, I think he had a knife in his left hand. I think it was in his left hand. I was trying to recall, you know, which hand that he had the knife in, but it seemed like it was in his left hand. And the only reason, you know, from the distance I was, it was really hard to see that there was an object in his hand. It wasn't like, you know, I saw some big machete or something like that. There was something, but I couldn't tell that it was a knife.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just assuming that because the officers were telling him to drop the knife, then
because
it was
the
knife.
Okay, so right. You're...
So I couldn't specifically see, like, a blade.
Right.
I could see that he had something in his hand, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Can you tell how he was holding it? Was he holding it? This is an underhanded position where the object would be coming out by my thumb, or an overhanded position where the object would be coming out by my small finger. Do you remember how he was holding it? Whatever it was he was holding?
I'm thinking...
Or if you're not sure?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. Do you remember the color of the object that he was holding?
No.
Okay. I noticed you wear glasses, mm-hmm. just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for nearsighted, farsighted, or?
It's for. Let me see. What's the thing? If you can, you can see close. You're nearsighted, right?
Okay. Right.
So I can see fine, but I need them to see far distance? Away.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Did you have your glasses on?
Yes.
That evening. Okay. Mm-hmm. And those glasses that you're wearing now?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking, and is the man moving at all, or is he standing still, or what's he doing?
He's moving about. He's not, he was moving just in a, the only way I can describe it is almost like a real robotic zombie kind of state. It wasn't like, very fluid motions and stuff. Mm-hmm. It just seemed very, just kind of.
What's he doing with his arms or hands, if you can see?
They're pretty much just kind of down at his side. Okay. Just.
They're just kind of down like this?
Yeah.
And the officers are telling him to drop the knife and so forth like that.
And he's just like not even responding, not even. I mean, I try to take myself and put myself in that perspective. I had all these people yelling and screaming. I'd be like, what's going on here? But it was like, nothing was even really sinking in.
Nothing was phasing him?
Yeah, it was just like, he was just like totally zoned out.
Okay. Could you tell if he was saying something to the officers?
I couldn't. Okay. I couldn't hear anything.
So he could have been saying something and you just couldn't have heard it? As opposed to, no, he definitely wasn't saying anything to the officers.
Exactly. From the distance, I mean, I could hear the officers just because they were screaming,
at the top of their lungs.
And if he was saying anything, it was either being drowned out by what they were saying, or he wasn't speaking definitely at the volume that they were speaking, so I couldn't hear it.
You know,
I couldn't really see his lips moving or anything like that from the distance.
You say he's kind of zoned out. How long does he stay here, would you say?
Initially, I would say he was maybe in the front area. I'm trying to think of, just the whole kind of timeline here. Maybe 30 seconds.
Okay.
To a minute at the most.
Did you stay in this position number one here, or did you ultimately get up to this standing position on the trailer?
I tried to move just so where I could view where he was, where
he
moved.
Get the best view.
Right, to be able to see what was going on, because you can see at this point here, or at least from this vantage point right here, you really can't see the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I maneuvered in some way that I was able to see him go down the side of the house. I could see that, and I don't see it from the vantage view, either from here or from...
The side of which house?
The brown house.
This side.
So, even from any of these shots, you really can't see from the side, but I know there at some point I was able to see him at least walk down the side and see an officer jump a fence. So we may not have really stood in a I may not have conveyed that I may have moved other than just those two spots. I may have even moved up somewhere where I could see a little bit down the side.
Okay, and when you're this brown house, you're talking about a fence over on this. Let's see.
I mean, the guy was able to walk right through the area there on the side of the house, and I know one of the officers jumped the fence to get either ahead of him or to try to get back there at the same time.
Photo number 5 here. I'm going to transplant your number 2. Where would I transplant it to? Be right about here in front of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And where do you see this Where do you see him go from position number two after about 30 seconds?
He moves along the walkway here.
Okay, so he goes in those directions.
Right.
Where does he go?
And he goes all the way down the side of the house into the backyard, and that's okay. Pretty much where I kind of lose him in the backyard there.
All right, I'm kind of pointing, making a right turn across this brown roof, but you actually saw him go around the side.
Yeah.
How is he walking?
Just very slow.
Okay.
Just very...
How are the officers, what are they doing when he's walking?
They're still trying to position themselves, I think. You know, it was almost like they're always trying to keep an officer in front and behind, and then the other ones would just kind of place themselves in the middle there. You know, it's almost like they just tried to keep a semi, you know, circle and close them, because the house, at least at this point, was always kind of on the one side, so they never could, at least initially, surround him. So they would always just kind of make like a semicircle.
Does he still have something in his hand as he's walking here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what it is at that point?
No, I could never really tell.
Never really tell
what it was.
All right.
And it was just because what they were yelling that I figured that he must have had
a knife
okay. in his hand.
And he's walking around at this point. Did any of the officers ever go in the house or anything like that? Or do they go around the other side of the house? Or which fence do they jump?
They jumped the fence that was right there.
Okay, on the east side of the house here, there's a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Was that before he got back there or after he got back there? Or
I think as he was, you know... I'm just trying to remember. I think there's just like there's a fence here, but there's a narrow walkway. So I don't know if there's actually like a gate that opens. It doesn't seem like there's a gate there. I think mm-hmm. it's just like an open. And so as he's coming through or getting ready to go through, a guy is going over the top of the fence either to try to like head him off or
get him. So the guy's going over before him?
Okay. Yeah, or about the same time that he's going through. I just see someone...
Okay.
Go over the fence, and then the rest of the guys, I think there was only one officer that went over the fence. It's possible mm-hmm. that there was two, but I think there was definitely one that went over, and I think the rest of them just kind of followed through once he entered through, because of, you know, it's only maybe a 3 or 4 foot opening, so it wasn't like they were going to get so close that they were all going to go through.
So it's not like... We can get any more than one or two people through at a time.
Exactly.
All right. And how tall is this fence, to the best of your knowledge?
It's probably, you know, about a 6 foot fence, you know.
Okay.
I'm thinking, or somewhere around there. It wasn't like the guy was able to just hop over it. He, you know, he didn't glide over it with ease, you know. He kind of like jimmied up to the front part and then kind of came over the top, you know.
Right. And when you say that you moved to get a better vantage point, in photograph number two here, did you move kind of to the right? Because this is your property, or did you, how did you get the better vantage point?
I know at some point, I think I came up to the fence okay. and tried to see if I could see better at the fence itself.
Did you climb the fence or anything? Or
no.
Just walked right up to the edge of your chain link fence?
Yeah, and just kind of...
Were you able to see over the bushes?
Yeah.
Okay. But it would have been to this right side, or...?
It would have been... Because here's the bush right here, so I would have had to kind of move maybe over in this area here. You know, see, even from here, you can start seeing
right.
down the side of the house.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, just maybe a little bit, probably like in this little area
okay.
right here.
Put that as number three. Area number three in photograph number two. You moved right up to that fence and you could see down. And you could see clearly in between these two houses here?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Which are on the north side of Las Flores.
Right.
So you see him disappear into the backyard.
Right.
And this one deputy that hopped the fence is either ahead of him or just behind him?
Yeah, probably ahead of him or equal with him.
Okay.
I would say he's probably ahead of him trying to get in front.
Did the... do you see him walk through this area where the deputy jumped the fence? Does this guy walk through there first, or does the deputy jump the fence first?
Like I said, it was almost either simultaneous or the officer got over the fence first. It was real close, you know, as he was going through. It's like I'm thinking that they were trying to get in front, you know, to try to head him off a little bit. So okay. It's either as he was, you know, going that way or right about the same time.
Okay. He gets into the back. Do you hear anything in the back when he's out of sight?
Yeah, I can hear
what
the officers yelling.
What?
Still the same type of commands. Drop the weapon, you know, drop the knife, you know, or we're going to shoot. You know,
are they yelling both drop the weapon and drop the knife? Or...
I think they're just yelling. I think it's just drop the knife.
Okay.
Maybe they're not yelling drop the weapon, but just drop the knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long do they stay back there?
It wasn't too long. Maybe like another 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
And they start coming back up the side of the house to the front again.
Okay, so they're coming back around towards the front of the house?
Yes.
Who's coming first? Who do you see first? A cop?
I see the officers.
Okay.
Coming first.
And as they're coming around, what are they doing?
They're still yelling.
Anything
commands.
In their hands still?
Oh, they still, the whole time they had their guns drawn on him.
Okay.
The whole time.
Anybody have anything other than a gun drawn that you saw?
I saw nothing else other
okay.
than
just
the
guns.
Guns. Yeah. Right. I didn't see anyone.
How many officers?
Like a baton in their hand or.
You didn't see anybody with a baton?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see anyone with mace.
Okay.
You know? I could just see, you know, and most of them the whole time, I mean, they were two-handed like this. It wasn't like, you know, this kind of thing. It was two
and
hands like they're really
okay.
trying to...
And you're demonstrating a, what would be called an isosceles, where you got one hand around, you're making a fist of your right hand, putting your left hand around it as though you had a gun, and at shoulder level.
Right. Like they're just trying to stabilize their shooting hand the best that they can. So,
when he's coming around, how many of the officers are preceding him?
I would say from the whole time, it seemed like there's at least five or six officers in the in a semicircle.
Okay. So we've got
around him the whole time.
Five or six officers preceding him in front of him now?
No, there's some that come out
okay.
first, then he comes out, and then there's
another
some
group.
That come from
okay.
from the rear.
And when he comes out, where does he go?
When he comes out, then he starts walking across the front of the yard.
Okay. And put this as four just to distinguish it. Okay, and he's going to go walking back to the number two. Where does he stop?
He just keeps going.
Okay.
It looks like he's just making a beeline to get back over to the
so
other
he's
house.
Going across making a beeline,
street.
Meaning
yeah,
is he walking fast?
No, just
where are his hands flying. At this time?
Just at his sides.
Okay. The officers in front and back of him?
Yeah.
And are they yelling at him?
Yeah.
What are they yelling?
Same commands all along. You know, drop the knife. Okay. Drop the knife.
Okay, and he's... getting in photograph number 6 here. So he continues walking across from this this house, walks across Montgomery.
Yes.
And where does he go to here?
He just continues all the way across, and then I lose him in the view behind that tree right there. That's
okay.
I lose sight.
And we're going to make that so three, four. We're going to make that number 5 as the place where you lose sight of the man.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go back to number 4, photo number 4 here, which is a little bit of an enlargement of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm transferring spot number 5. It'd be roughly around right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spot number 5 is where you lose sight of the man because of that green tree there.
You could still see
where the officers
some
at?
Officers
where?
In between these leaves, with their backs kind of like over in this. I could see like some over here.
Okay. 6. Where else could you see them?
That's basically it. You know, once everyone pretty much, you know, came through here, I could see,
okay,
you know,
so
just
you,
a few of the officers. I
so you can just see a few of the officers just to the right of the center of this tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what are they doing? What are they saying?
They're still just shouting, you know, commands. To drop the knife, drop the knife, or, you know, we're going to shoot, you know, drop the knife, and then all of a sudden there was just, like I said, at least very rapid fire, probably 10 to 15 shots, just within the matter of a few seconds. It was just, you know,
okay.
That was it. And then I could see officers back away over in this area, and that's when I could tell that.
You ever been to a firing range where multiple people shoot at one time?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of automatic weapon fire?
Yeah.
Did this sound, you're telling me it was real rapid, did it sound more like multiple people shooting?
Yeah.
Or just one person?
No, multiple. Like okay. Probably all of them, at least a shot or two,
okay.
I would say.
All right.
You know, because, I mean, I do a lot of shooting and stuff, and, you know, you're pretty much trained to shoot at least 2 or 3 round bursts anytime you're going to shoot, because you don't know if you're going to hit on the first one. So, you know, you're going to shoot multiple times. I totally can understand. If everyone decided to shoot at once, you know, you could easily have, you know, 6 guys, 3 shots, 18 shots, you know, in the matter of a second.
About how long after this man went out of your sight at position number 5 until you heard the shots? If you can estimate.
I would say it was probably within a minute.
Okay.
You know, 'cause I'm trying to think of the whole time frame of all this stuff, and, you know, it was probably within 5 to 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole thing was pretty quick pace. It wasn't like, you know, people are standing around. It just was like boom, You know, so I would say the whole thing from the minute I ran out, you know, hearing the shots and seeing this whole thing, you know, was under 10 minutes, okay. Easily.
When this man goes walking back from where I've drawn position number 4 across Montgomery, could you see him holding anything at that point, whether he was or wasn't?
I couldn't tell.
Okay. So when he's walking,
because at this, from, you know, just from our view, you know, you're almost kind of just kind of getting more of the upper body, okay. Thing, and his hands were down to his side, so
his hands were out of view because of the roof line or
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But you could you see the deputies when they're are they walking with this isosceles position?
Yeah, throughout the whole time that I could see, they're always, you know, their guns were always trained on them, you know, just like, you know, as they were yelling, you
okay.
know.
Did you see anybody with rifles or anything that looked like that?
No.
Okay, so all the guns that you saw were handgun type?
Handguns, yeah.
Okay.
At least that I could see.
And you say you didn't see anybody with a baton drawn or
no.
Striking or anything like that?
No, never.
And you say that you didn't see anybody with pepper spray?
No, not that I could see. No.
Okay. Could you make out the definition of the guns that everybody that you see?
It looked like from what I can tell, it didn't look like any of them were using revolvers, at least that I could see. They all looked like they were, you know, semi-automatic pistols.
Okay. So you
know.
Could see fairly clearly?
I could, you know, I know what a 9mm looks like, and they all look like,
okay.
They all had 9mm type guns. It wasn't,
you
they didn't look like.
Shotguns before?
What's
shot
that?
Pistols before?
Mm-hmm.
Do you own any yourself?
Not anymore.
Okay. Did you used to own some?
Mm-hmm.
What did you used to own?
I used to have a .357.
Okay. Did you ever own semi-automatics or anything like that?
No.
Ever fire them?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with the looks of a semi-automatic versus .357? And
yeah. Well, just with my kids and working with a youth group, we do a lot of paintballing and airsoft, and the airsoft guns, you know, they're pretty realistic looking as far as, you know, we play with. I personally have a 9mm one, so it looks, you know, it's pretty.
You say you
realistic.
Do you have a 9mm?
Airsoft gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Airsoft look alike.
Yeah, I could show you what it looks like. I mean, it looks very much like a real gun. You pretty much know what
after
they
the,
look like.
After you hear these gunshots, then what do you see or hear?
Just kind of the officers, just kind of more at a more relaxed stance. You know, their guns weren't drawn, their arms were more at their sides. You know, like they were just kind of milling around.
As
like,
though they put their guns away.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, there's no longer a threat or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a lot more relaxed because, you know, there was just like this tenseness and this yelling and screaming. All of a sudden, I was just like, you know, quiet. You didn't hear people like yelling anything anymore. I was just, you know, their hands were down at their sides and their guns were holstered, and they were just kind of milling around there.
After all these gunshots, did anybody else show up? And police cars, fire trucks, ambulances, or anything like that?
Yeah, fire trucks,
a fire truck, an ambulance, about how long after the...
Within a couple of minutes,
okay.
The fire department showed up, an ambulance, and stuff like that.
Okay. Did it seem to you like they were just waiting off to the side here, or... You know, they got called, or
it didn't seem like they hadn't arrived at the scene before the shooting.
Okay.
So it was after the fact.
So it's not like they're waiting down the street or something like that. It's
no, I could hear the fire engine.
Okay. You can hear the siren coming from a long distance away. It's getting louder and louder and louder.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. The ambulance as well?
I heard a car crash down at the end of the street. Sorry.
Okay.
You probably don't even want to talk about that one. I figured that was probably one of the guys trying to respond to the call, and someone hit him, I guess, probably coming through the intersection, because his car was pretty smashed up.
That's traffic's bailiwick. I'll let them worry about that one. All right.
After that, I just hung out here for like a couple minutes, and then I jumped on my bike and rode my bike down over, actually, to the scene.
Okay. And you contacted the police officers?
Yeah, there was officers there just trying to, keep the people, back and stuff. And, I just approached them and just said, I saw the whole thing from my house, from my backyard and stuff. And, I don't know if you want to just take, and he says, well, do you want me to take, can I take your name and stuff like that? So he filled out the information on a card and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then there was two detectives that came by later that night.
Okay. So before you hear the first gunshots, first two or four gunshots that you say you heard, you're in here, you're not out in the back at all?
Right, so okay. I didn't hear anything leading up to that.
All right. So this... you say you had the TV on,
mm-hmm.
So the gunshots is what first arouses you. And
right.
How long had you been inside the house before that, would you say?
I can't even think of what I was doing that day. I really...
Had you been in the backyard at all?
No.
In the afternoon? Okay.
No.
So up until you hear the gunshots, you either been in the house or been outside in the front,
in the backyard. Okay. So I didn't hear anything, like the yelling and stuff that, I heard after, that I didn't hear that beforehand. All of a sudden, I just hear the pop, 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 and then when I went out in the backyard, then I could hear the voices. I didn't even really hear the voices from inside the house, initially.
You acquainted with these people that live in this house at all? Mm-hmm. Either of the two houses?
Yeah.
Where you saw this man around?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the cops there before or anything like that?
I remember, it seems like the week before, I thought that I saw a police car in front of this house. But it could have been maybe this other house. I don't know. But I remember
in front of either the yellow or the blue house, just west of Montgomery.
I thought like the week before, but
okay.
I'm not really certain. I wasn't like.
Right.
It wasn't.
Like, anything going on outside? Did you see the cops outside at all?
No,
the house.
I just saw a police car, which is not totally uncommon for
not Thousand Oaks.
this area here, so I just thought, okay. Something's going on there.
You ever heard any yelling or shouting in amongst these two houses at all?
No.
Okay. So you don't know the guy that lives at either this house or this house? Or the
no.
people that live at either two houses? Ever had any interaction with them?
No.
Good, bad, or indifferent?
No.
Okay.
And when the whole thing started, I was under the impression that the guy lived at this house because that's where I first saw him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went over here to this house, and I thought, well, maybe that's why they shot him, because maybe they thought he was trying to get into someone else's house and that was a threat.
Okay,
but
so you were under the impression that he lived in the house just east of Montgomery.
Right.
And then you saw him go to the house west of Montgomery. And
right.
Okay.
But it turns out it was just the opposite. So.
All right. Anything else that you can add that I didn't ask? that it can help us get a clearer picture of what happened.
That's pretty much, you know, what I saw, you know, as far as, you know, like I was telling you earlier, he didn't appear, and obviously, you know, someone's not listening to commands. There's, you know, there's a problem here, you know, but it just didn't seem like the threat was at a point that deadly force, you know, was the only way to end the situation there. You know, I would think, and I would hope, that other means would be used before, you know, someone's gonna get shot. You know, especially, I guess if the guy had a gun, then yeah, you gotta shoot the guy. I mean, the guy can shoot back at you, but you know, he seemed like an older gentleman. Like I said, he wasn't moving quickly. He was mm-hmm. very slow moving, very, you know, just kind of like spaced out. You know, I would, you know.
Did you ever see this guy after he went behind this bush at all? Did you ever see him again?
No.
Okay.
So, you know, I have no idea.
Never saw him lunge at anybody or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever see him lunge at anybody at any other time?
No, the only time that I saw him really, like, do any type of knife thing was just at the front door-ish area here when his back was kind of turned. He just kind of, like I said, when I told you earlier, that kind of the
right, over the at position number two here.
Right, just the kind of a sweeping.
Kind of a sweeping motion.
Yeah, it wasn't,
was it, was
it wasn't
the,
like, was like it this, with it was the, just kind of like.
Okay. Was it with the same hand that you saw the object in, whatever
yeah.
he had? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in the direction, was he sweeping his hand in the direction of the officers, or
yeah,
in the direction away from the officers?
No, it was definitely towards the officers,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
That's about it.
Okay. All right, end of interview time is right around 1:27 p.m.